Hello?
Hi, my name is Quana. Returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
Oh, I was calling about a watch bracelet that I was sent, and actually a smart bracelet. And you're supposed to charge it or whatever, but it doesn't work, and I wanted to see about returning it.
May I have your zip code, please?
90035.
And the first and last name?
McGlory Young.
Okay, let's try by the email address.
MayGloram@gmail.com.
AM as in Mary or N as in Nancy?
M as in May.
Okay. And that's the first and last name at Gmail.
It's yeah, MayGloram@gmail.com.
That's not pulling up anything. One moment.
I had a charge. I didn't even know that I had ordered this, and there was a charge back in, I think it was June or April, for $99, and so I'm thinking that that's what this was for, smart. And so I have a lot of charges for like $59.95 that was supposed to be for some subscription, which I never got, and I was asking for a refund on that as well because it's under different companies' names.
Okay, ma'am. Can I try by your phone number? I'm trying to pull up an account.
323-313-4930.
That's not pulling up anything. Do you have an order ID number by any chance?
No, I just had the charge on my account, and it had this reference number. Oh, wait a minute. Is your company Get Yours Today?
Yes, ma'am. We help assist with over 400 different products.
Yep, because I've gotten charges from Optimum Pro Plus for WPY Wholesale Direct, from Better Fresh Fit Now. So I've got all these charges for different months, but for the initial charge, for the $99.94, this is the number, the 877-492-6360.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so the last method that I could try to use to pull up an account, I'll need the first six and the last four of the card number that was used.
Then that card's been canceled because there was fraudulent activity on there, but I can tell you what the card number.
Yes, I just need the first six and the last four to try to pull up an account.
The first six and the last one, so you need the whole number, right?
No, ma'am, it's just partial.
Okay, let's see. The last of the card that was the account
That
that
was
was canceled.
used.
Okay, the last four is 4409. And then you need the first six,
Yes, ma'am.
or do you 547031.
Still not playing up. One moment. Let me scope around real quick.
This was a charge. I think it was the initial charge was like May 6th.
Just bear with me a few more moments.
Okay.
I'm just trying to search. Okay, ma'am. I'm unable to pull up an account, so you can contact your credit card company and they'll handle the charges for you. And as far as the watch, did you try to charge it fully, ma'am?
Oh, I did. I have. So you all do have the smart bracelet, don't you?
The watches.
Yeah, it's a smart bracelet watch.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
saying,
ma'am.
You don't. I've called before, and with these $59.95, and they've been able to pull up an account. So I'm surprised you're not pulling up anything.
No, ma'am. I've just tried everything. I'm not pulling up anything. And I've tried all of the methods: the name, the email, the phone number, the zip code, the partial card number that was used.
I'm trying to go into my account to see if there's anything. Because I had a reference number for, like, I've called with, because I had all these charges of $59.95 that they were charging me for some subscription every month that I never used, and they gave me a reference number. 1527597. And so, but they were able to pull it up at that time for those charges.
Yes, I don't see any account. There's nothing pulling up with any of your information. And you sure all of that was the correct information that was used when you ordered?
I didn't order. That's the thing. It was a fraudulent order, and that's what I'm saying. I had all these charges for $59.95, and I've called, and it would be some foreign people on the line when I call these different numbers, but it was the same people making the charge. And so this is the number, another number, the 877 number that I called, and because this was a different charge for, they started out with $99.94 because they had said that it was for a watch. And then the other one, the $59.95 that they were charging every month was supposedly for some kind of subscription. And so I never ordered any of this. I never authorized any of this. So that's why I'm calling the number.
Yes, I do apologize. I wish I could help, but I can't assist if I don't have an account pulled up.
Yeah, when I go back to that, I'm trying to see if there's anything on here in terms of where it was charged. Hold on. Okay. I think it was 5, 6. Yeah, I mean, it's on the, I don't know. I mean, otherwise, I wouldn't have had the getyourstoday.com, the telephone number, and the charge. So I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't have had it on the account.
Yes, I understand, ma'am. I understand, but sometimes it does happen. Sometimes we are unable to find an account.
Well, one thing, I never really had an account, but they had to have had something for them to have charged my card. And so I find it interesting that you're saying, I mean, I got charged for it, and this is the number, but you're saying you don't have anything.
I can't pull up an account.
Well, I know, you know, I guess I'll talk to the, but. Yeah, that's what I was supposed to do, call. Because, like I said, anytime I've called these other numbers, they have all these other company names.
Mm-hmm.
They could go back and they could see the $59.95. I mean, and did you try with the phone number?
Yes, ma'am. I tried all the methods that we try to use to pull up an account.
What number did you have?
The number that you gave me, the 323 number.
Oh, I didn't know I gave you a number.
Yes, ma'am. I've asked you that after your email.
Oh, so you did 323-313-4930.
30, yes, ma'am.
Hmm.
We usually we try the first and last name, the order ID number, the partial card number, the email address, the zip code, the phone number.
I wonder how could that be? I mean, you could try all that and then, but I was charged.
It happens sometimes. Sometimes we are unable to find the account, even if sometimes, like you just said, that someone else seen the account, they were able to pull up the account. Sometimes it does happen. I'm not sure why it does that, but that's why we just let you know to call your credit card company so they could take care of those.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much.
I do
What's your
apologize.
Name?
Quana.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.